today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Fact is, mister, you start screwing up this team, I'll personally hide strap your ass to a pine rail and send you up the Mona online.
Leave the ball, will you, George?
Welcome to the Suburbs Pod Radio Network. This is Jim Lenihan. Patrick Foster is out, but we have with us on this special recording our great friends and prime analysts, Jason Goble. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
Good. And Bill Mulligan.
Hey, it's good to be here.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the bracket in our 70s Album Madness Tournament that people have been participating in on Facebook at Suburbs Pod. We have completed the first round with daily matchups. This thing took a month. Took a month to get through one round of play here, the way we have this whole thing set up. Actual sports goes much faster, I think, unless, you know, perhaps unless it's the NBA, which goes on forever. But that's another story. Let's go through the results here real quickly of Region A. For those people who are not familiar, as I said, we've been having daily matchups on our Facebook page. We put together a bracket of 64 great albums from the decade of the 1970s and pitted them up against each other and divided up into four different regions of 16, just like you would do in the NCAA tournament. And so in what we call Region A, there's no real logic to the actual regions, but we'll just call this one Region A just for purposes of delineating from the others. The number one seed was Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon, and that defeated New York Dolls' debut album 71-35.
I thought a pretty... Wasn't, I mean, admittedly, 36 votes, but still a pretty good showing by the Dolls. It gets me a little nervous about the fact that I have Pink Floyd coming out of this bracket at the end of the day.
Yeah, better showing by the New York Dolls than some other underdogs managed in this tournament. There were not, I will tell you people, there were not a lot of upsets by the seedings. There were a few, but not a lot. And there were definitely some lopsided scores, as you will see. Number two seed in this bracket is Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run. Sadly for Bill, defeating Nick Lowe's Pure Pop for Now People, also called Jesus of Cool. The score there was 67-49, so still respectable.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a realist. I didn't think the Basher had much of a shot. But I will say, of all the first and second round first seeds and second seeds, this was the smallest margin of victory by a noticeable amount.
That's right.
So good for Nick, but better for Bruce.
A lot of fans out there, I think, for the Silver Fox, Nick Lowe. All right. Number three seed in this region is Stevie Wonder with Songs in the Key of Life, defeating Lou Reed's Transformer 64-40.
I think this was the first time I wrote on Facebook that I hate the committee. incidentally,
but not the last.
Well, probably not the last. There's definitely others, but incidentally, I just want to say that my psychiatrist bills have become very high because I've called in numerous times saying, "Help me! I am in a quandary. Please help me figure this out." And frankly, at this point, I think he's at the point of introducing me to death therapy, like Richard Dreyfuss introduced Bob Wiley to. And what about Bob at the end of the day?
Jason, I think anyone who participates in this tournament at all is probably in therapy.
That's true.
All right. Well, don't cry too much for Lou Reed. He manages to do something in the other region, the next region we'll talk about in a few days. All right. Number four in this region was the Beatles' Let It Be against Janis Joplin's Pearl. And this one was not much of a contest. Beatles come out on top 88-15.
One of the few, one of the proud, one of the 15 who threw a vote Janis Joplin's this way. I'll tell you, one of the good things about this tournament, and we will give credit to Bill Mulligan for the Bill Mulligan Challenge, had me revisit Pearl for the first time in a long time and realized it was a great album. Obviously, Let It Be is Let It Be. But thanks, Bill, for making us work a little bit at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, my pleasure. I think, you know, you're going to see in some of these albums, not a lot, but some of them, I think some of the votes for Let It Be may have been for the entire Beatles catalog, which, you know, you can't control how people vote. So,
that's right.
The criteria that they use when they vote. So
there could be some truth to that. We'll see how that plays out. But I do think, I do think Let It Be is worthy of being in this field. It's a very strong album, even though it may not be the strongest of the Beatles albums. But I got to tell you, Jason, I did the same thing. I went back and listened to Pearl because of this matchup. And honestly, in all seriousness, I kind of hope that it's somewhere, in the past month, some people have listened to some albums that maybe they would not have otherwise. Maybe this spurred some new listening activity and some new revelations. But I went back and listened to Pearl, and that's a hell of an album. I kind of forgot. What's amazing about it is, I mean, yes, Janis Joplin's singing is great and the songs are great, but the band on that record, just the players are just amazing on that.
Agreed.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to the fifth seed, the Ramones, the debut album, Ramones, versus Michael Jackson's Off the Wall. Now, in this case, I don't know, Bill, I don't know how your theory holds up here. I don't think people voted for the whole of Michael Jackson's work because Michael Jackson went down 82-28.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised by the outcome. I was surprised by the magnitude of the victory. Yeah. But
I think it was also Joey and Dee Dee and their fellow Ramones basically saying, "We're not having none of that guided by voices nonsense again."
I think there's that. And I also think these guys could ball, you know? They would be tough.
Yes.
They would be a tough team to beat. Okay. Number six seed, Eagles, Hotel California. This one was an upset by the number 11, Funkadelic, Maggot Brain, 67-38.
I will say 35 more votes than I think they were going to get otherwise, but based on, again, what happened last year. But glad for Funkadelic at the end of the day.
Yep.
Yeah, I think if we're being honest, we may admit that this community's got a thing for the Eagles, yeah. Not in a good way either.
But, yeah. yes, I think many people in our community would get kicked out of a cab because the driver is playing the Eagles, right? All right, moving on to number seven, Elvis Costello, This Year's Model. Big points on this one. 103 votes over Bob Marley's Catch a Fire with 36 votes.
So I'll say this about this one. I think, you know, through the first round, there were very few bands that got over the 100 threshold or right. acts that get over the 100 threshold. This Year's Model did. I think we got to be watching Elvis Costello yep. as this tournament goes on at the end of the day.
I would agree with you there.
Yeah, I was surprised the total number of votes cast in this one was by far the highest yeah. for this round. It just suddenly took a big jump up. And in the second round, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, the same thing happened when Costello's matchup in that one. So I don't want to say there are a lot of closet Elvis Costello fans because there are a lot, nobody's hiding it. But yeah, there does seem to be a big kind of Costello contingent that is showing up for this. So
yeah, they fill the arena. They come in, man. They pack the place, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then rounding out this region's first round, it was Curtis Mayfield with Superfly against Devo's Are We Not Men? We Are Devo. And the winner there was Devo, 65-44.
New Wave beats the soul music album. I thought a nice win for Devo. I voted Mayfield, but good win for Devo.
All right. So I think I've covered them all there. That was the first round in this region. Now, starting today, people can vote on the second round matchups. There will be the first matchup up, which I'll get to in a moment here, will be today, and then the next 3 days after that. And then listen again on this podcast on Friday. We'll have another episode previewing Region B. So we'll break that all down on Friday's episode. But now, looking ahead here to the second round matchups in this region, let's start here with the one that you can vote on today. That would be Pink Floyd, The Dark Side of the Moon versus Devo. Are We Not Men? We Are Devo. Any thoughts on this, guys?
To echo what Jason said earlier, I think whether it's because Pink Floyd, you know, most of the people in doing this voting, Pink Floyd came before we started listening to music, so it was kind of always there.
Right.
But I was surprised, given their showing in the first round and the way Devo hit, for those of us who weren't still too old or too young, rather, the way that Devo album hit, it was just so crazy new and beyond anything that we'd ever really listened to or heard on the radio. I'm looking for Devo to make, I'm not going to predict an upset, but I think it's going to be a very close matchup.
I also think the Dark Side of the Moon kind of got me concerned as the weak number one seed here. And I definitely think the Coneheads and Devo definitely have a shot at the end of the day to potentially take this one.
Yeah, interesting. I don't know. I still think, you know, Pink Floyd is just one of those albums that is just, you know, everybody has it in their collection, I think. And so, I don't know. I still think if I were putting money down, if I were, you know, going to my bookie, Patrick, and asking him for odds and, you know, putting a little wager on this thing, I'd probably still go Pink Floyd. But I don't know. We'll see. Devo, you're right. Made a pretty strong showing here. I'm going to skip around a bit. Let's go to, let's talk a little bit about Let It Be, the Beatles' Let It Be versus the Ramones. Any thoughts on that one? That seems like two heavy hitters in the second round.
New York City is basically saying we have to end the disrespect that Ramones got last year. Sorry, Scott Parks, but again, we're still stunned as to what happened. I think, again, along the lines of I think both you and Bill said, Jim, I think this may come down to the stronger album by the artist. And again, that's not meant as a knock against Let It Be, but I'm also thinking the Ramones are going to take this at the end of the day.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't want to harp too much on a novel sound, but the Ramones was just kind of such a revelation that it whoever wins will be, it'll be a worthy victory and a hard fought contest. But I'm going with the Ramones on this one.
It's interesting here because you have the end of an era versus the beginning of an era. So that's an interesting matchup there. We'll see how this goes. All right. Now, let's skip down to Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run versus, we just discussed the sleeper here, Elvis Costello's This Year's Model. I don't know. I'm going by the first round results, I'm kind of thinking Elvis might pull off another upset here.
I also potentially think the same. I gotta be honest. I love both artists. They're two of my favorites. So I'll give you an early, I hate the committee. But that having been said,
Don't blame the committee now. Now it's on the voters. All right.
That's true.
The committee is now.
Now it's the game, not the committee. It's the game. Any event, you know what? I'm going to go with Born. I think Born to Run somehow squeaks it out at the end of the day.
I'm going with Elvis on this one. Again, I keep saying I don't want to harp on novelty, but it was such a sound. And even beyond that, the strength of Costello's first round performance versus the relative weakness of Springsteen's. I'm looking for another upset here.
Yeah, we'll see. Boy, by the way, what a tasty matchup that could have been if it would have been Elvis Costello versus Dick Lowe, right?
That's right.
We're going to round things out here with the biggest Cinderella of this region. That would be Funkadelic, a number 11, with Maggot Brain, now going up against the number 3 strong album, Stevie Wonder Songs in the Key of Life. I think there are many people out there for whom this is like, you know, a top 10 album, you know, in their collection, Songs in the Key of Life. So I don't know. What do you think?
This was a concert I went to when he did the tour he did Songs in the Key of Life in its entirety. One of my favorite albums of all time. Love is definitely in need of love today, and that's why I'm going Stevie.
Yeah, it's hard to go against little Stevie Wonder there.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. But congratulations to Funkadelic for that first round victory, for sure. And Maggot Brain is one of those. I hope maybe if people weren't familiar with it, they have become familiar with it since this tournament. All right. Thanks a lot, Jason and Bill. I'll see you again in a few days. We'll talk about Region B, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, and then the peoples out there, get out there and vote. Make it happen. All right. Thanks so much for listening. On behalf of Patrick Foster, on behalf of Shadow, we so appreciate your patronage, and we'll talk to you all later. Wasn't the name Ramones, didn't that come from a fake name that Paul McCartney used to use to check into hotel rooms or something?
Now that you say it, that sounds familiar. I don't actually recall hearing that story myself, but it sounds familiar, yeah.